You know, we've been hearing a lot about things that America has lost during the recession. Jobs, certainly, self-esteem, a feeling of security. Many of our popular brand names, we just heard that we're losing Mr. Goodwrench. We've lost Pontiac.
We lost Mr. Goodwrench?
Yeah, he's retired. Yeah, as of yesterday. But here's something that we might gain because of the recession. A prized piece of artwork from the Brits. The British are frantically trying to raise the best part of $50 million to keep a masterpiece from British painter J.M.W. Turner from moving to the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles. Right now, the U.K. has imposed an export order on the sale. The Getty Museum bought it at auction last summer. But to get details on this issue, we've got Lord Inglewood of Hutton in the Forest, my favorite title ever. He chairs the UK body that rules on what is and is not a national treasure and to be protected. Good morning.
Morning to you.
I know that we're supposed to call you Richard, but can I just keep calling you Lord Inglewood
you
of Hutton
in the
Forest?
You can do whatever you
want. That's my favorite title. Well, first of all, the paintings, the works of J.M.W. Turner for a long time have been, the British government has moved to keep them within the country because they're considered to be part of the British identity. I mean, that's like the definition of national treasure in Britain, right?
It's one way of looking at it, yes.
So this particular chance that this painting, Modern Rome, could leave the country, is that partially devastating?
Well, put it this way. Like any artist, there's pictures and pictures, and there are really good Turners and poor Turners, and this one is stunning.
Got a deal for you, Lord Inglewood.
How
about you can keep your Turner, just give me the Elgin marbles?
Well, that's not actually quite a comparative thing. What the argument about the Elgin marbles, anyway, is that they should be, I thought, in Greece, not in the United States.
All right, I'll send them to Greece if you
Which,
give them.
You know, that's an entirely different discussion of the things that Britain tries to hold on to that maybe they shouldn't. But let's get straight to the issue here and how it's affected by the recession. Why is it going to cost so much money for the British to keep this Turner in Britain?
Well, unlike you, have a system of control on the export of works of art. And they have to, if they're thought to be of such outstanding importance, either historically, aesthetically, or to some branch of science or learning, that their departure from the UK is considered to be a national misfortune. We have a system whereby anybody who applies for an export license to take them out has to give a UK institution or a private purchaser who will make the item publicly available a chance to match the price, and if the price is matched, then the person who owns it will be denied an export license if they don't sell.
Right, so you have to match what they pay, what
the
Getty Museum paid at Sotheby's.
Sold at auction for the price you described. So that's the matching price.
You are right about this picture. It is an incredibly gorgeous picture. It was Turner's last painting of Rome. The difference here that the recession has made is that because of budget cuts in the UK, there's a chance that you may not be able to afford to protect this painting.
It's quite possible. I mean, the financial predicament in this country, to some extent, rather like yours, just mentioning a moment ago, is pretty severe.
That's really heartbreaking.
Well, it's certainly potentially heartbreaking for us.
Well, it's heartbreaking for me, too. I feel for you from across the pond.
Well, that's nice of you to put it that way.
Lord Inglewood of Hutton in the Forest. He chairs the UK committee that reviews the export works of art. Britain getting ready to possibly lose the painting Modern Rome from J.M.W. Turner. It could be ending up at the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles.
Want to sell the Albert Hall? I'll buy that.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.